Speculation about the whereabouts of Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who was a no-show at the just-concluded ZANU-PF Congress, ended today when she appeared at Stoddart Hall in Mbare, where many, including President Robert Mugabe, were present to pay her last respects to national hero Lloyd Kotcho Dube. Accompanied by her children, Mrs. Mujuru reportedly had to bulldoze her way into the room where Mr. Dube's body lay after security agents tried to block her. Following that, Mrs. Mujuru reportedly walked past President Mugabe and his wife Grace without acknowledging them and was walked to her car amidst loud boos from ZANU-PF activists clad in party regalia bearing Mr. Mugabe's face. President Mugabe and his deputy have not been seen publicly together since calls for her resignation for leading a faction or President Mugabe's public rebuke at the Congress of her betrayal, all of which Mrs. Mujuru has denied. Mr. Mugabe has, however, called for unity in the party and welcomed Mujuru and others backing her to remain in the party as ordinary card-carrying members.
We are not sending them away. No, except for those we expel. But the others, if we don't expel them and just get them out of the Central Committee, get them out of the management of the provinces, etc., and say you can be an ordinary member.
Some ZANU-PF activists have begged Mr. Mugabe's call for unity, attending Mr. Dube's burial at the Hero's Acre. Gift Zongoro urged Mrs. Mujuru, who did not attend the burial, to swallow her pride and reconcile with Mr. Mugabe.
Definitely she knows what she was doing. She knows what kind of power that she wanted. As a code with Mr. President yesterday morning, mostly he is regretting everything. He's on his knees, so I suggest that Mujuru can as well do the same.
President Mugabe's nephew and Central Committee member Patrick Juwao told Studio 7 that ZANU-PF was now free of factionalism following the Congress.
If you have a group that then decides that they are going to be plotting against the sitting president, that is not factionalism. These people were trying to disguise their regime change agenda under the guise of factionalism.
Dismissing reports that those linked to Mrs. Mujuru, like Minister Webster Shamu, were denied consideration into the Central Committee, Juwao says the process was democratic.
In a lot of instances, those that have not been able to make it into the Central Committee have actually been told you did not make it into the Central Committee because you did A, B, C, D wrong. And that is really critical. It's better than just having a blind election.
Mr. Mugabe, who officiated the burial, said Mr. Dube, who died in his sleep at his Bulawayo home after succumbing to diabetes, was a true hero.
Comrade Dube, I want to say thank you, comrade, for the struggle whose burdens you shared with all of us without flinching. Thank you for the sacrifices you made, even without regard yourself.
Lloyd Kotcho Dube was born on June 25, 1935 and became PF ZAPU's representative to the United Nations from 1965 to 1972. From 1972 to 1975, he was an associate editor at the University of Massachusetts in the United States. Dube was part of PF ZAPU's delegation that attended the Lancaster House Conference in 1979. Dube became a national executive member of PF ZAPU after independence in 1980 and was part of the negotiating team that brought ZANU-PF and ZAPU together under the 1987 Unity Accord. He was later to become Zimbabwe's ambassador to France, Spain, Portugal, Nigeria, the Vatican, and Zambia. He is survived by his wife Agatha and three children. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.